This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out here. Peace.
Here we go, as the tombstones are looming, the fat, fat track. Yay, yay. One, two, three, this is OG, the great sweat to move your booty. Yay, yay. The ghetto jam is about to slam with some notes from the diggity. Yay, yay. As I keep what's really going on, would you reminisce? Getting up with a hangover, smelling like a buck. I really can't remember cause I'm still kind of faded. So I close my eyes and thank God that I made it.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, coming at you, episode 73. This one's going to kick off a segment that we're going to do. We're going to try it bi-weekly, a little bit shorter on Mondays, a little motivational Monday type deal. And hey, this one, Miggity Mike the Mayor's laying back in the cut, but we've got Ruben Arteaga. What's going down, homie?
Not much, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, it's always good to sync up with you. The listeners hopefully will kind of like that. Maybe we hit them on Mondays with a little bit shorter episode to get that week going. For any Office Space fans out there, you got the case of the Mondays. Nobody likes that. And then we hit you still with the Friday. We drop one on you. We drop a bomb on you, and boom. So, Ruben, man, I hope everything's been going good. I know episode 72, Brandon Burrell, or Burrell Images, was super awesome. But, hey, I just wanted to kind of find out from you, like, what's going down, man?
Well, this time of year, it's kind of funny. Everything kind of comes ahead mid-June for us. We take a trip to Tulsa to Pin a World for a horse show, and it's hurry up and wait, so to speak. And now that that's over, we get back to reality, and things tend to slow down for me here work-wise. And, you know, I'll take a break with the heat and everything. And other than that, you know, life is good here in Arizona.
Hails to the yeah, man. Every time I hear someone say back to, you know, reality, I always think of that, was it 90s song? Back to life, back to reality. And I'm like, dude, yeah, sometimes when I'm on vacation or you're on like something, you know, like a trip, you don't want to get back to reality. Now, it's been hot as hell out there. And I saw a funny meme that said, oh, I'm waiting for everyone to start posting their rearview mirror thermometers, you know. Dude, I mean, it's been crazy with the heat out there. Is that why you get up so early, man?
Well, yeah, man, you got to beat the heat. But, you know, the funny thing is that we're in the middle of monsoon season, and we had a storm blow through here Saturday afternoon, and we got half of our barn flooded.
No
and,
way.
You know, it's been kind of a headache to get all that dried up and stuff. And like, well, 2 days later now, and it's pretty much dried up and almost everything's back to normal. But, you know, it's kind of kept the temperatures down, and we're in a different part of town here. We're kind of on the north side now, so it's a little cooler here, maybe by about 10 degrees from where we were at before. But, you know, it's still warm, and yeah, you got to get up early here to beat the heat.
Yeah, I was talking, I think, to my wife one day, and I was like, man, dude, these guys in Arizona, they're getting up before I do, and I'm not an early riser like Vic is, man. I mean, that fool's up at like 4:30, you know, 4:15 in the morning. But I'm like, dude, man, Ruben, but now I get it. It's like, boom, you got to get up, and you got to get working before the damn sun comes up. So I like the mentality, man. It's that hustle life, Ruben.
Oh, it sure is. And, well, you got a taste of it when you were in Texas for that yeah. BMX event. So you know how it is. And you have no shade. So, you know, drink a lot of water and get out of the heat when you can.
Hells yeah, man. So the trip, Did your son go with you? Does he accompany you, you guys, or is it just, you know, you're an awesome woman?
No, it was Cherie, and then we took my son. My son is actually living here with us now, so he starts school here in, I think, the later part of August, and then we took Chloe, my niece, Cherie's niece, so we had both of the kids with us. We kind of made a little family trip, which was nice. We had both of the kids with us, and it was fun. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I worked most of the trip, so it was all work for me. But the kids were there at Tulsa at the fairgrounds, at the Fairplex. There's a water park next door, so they spent a lot of time at the water park, and they helped out whenever they could. So it was a cool trip, you know, regardless. You know, it's always work, especially with the horses, but it was fun. And it's funny because on the way back from Tulsa, Cherie says to me, we're in the middle of Texas somewhere, and I think you were on your way back to Scraping the Coast.
Oh, yeah.
She says to me, she's like, you know what, you should have, we're listening to the podcast, and she's like, you know what, you should have called Jason, and you should have met up with him, and then the drive back to Scraping the Coast, and, you know, me, Jacob, and Chloe, we would have been fine. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I probably should have, you know, got time to do it and stuff. And about an hour later, probably about 150 miles outside of El Paso on the east side, stopped to get fuel. As I'm getting off the interstate, battery light comes on in the diesel.
Damn.
So I get off. Yeah, I'm getting off to get fuel anyways. So I hit the diagnostic on the program, and sure enough, alternator's not charging.
Shit.
So it's like 2:30 in the morning, and luckily it's 2:30 in the morning, not 2:30 in the afternoon. So I get on the phone, or actually she gets on the phone. We find a 24-hour auto zone in El Paso, 149 miles away.
Damn.
So the truck's holding. So we get back on the interstate. I'm doing 75, 85. And the thing starts charging. It's charging like 12.1, 12.2. And
you're like, man, I'm just going to keep the pedal stomp, man.
Oh, man. Dash lights are off. Stereo's off. AC's off. Windows are down. And I'm like, all right, we make it. We make it. I pulled in to this AutoZone in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
As we're pulling in, I think the programmer was reading like 11.2 as I'm pulling in. Was able to change out the alternator and get back on the road. I think we were there an hour and a half during all that. But yeah, I mean, and you know, and there I go. If I would have taken off and met up with you, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. But
you could have been deserted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, deserted and no place to come back home to. But you know, it's one of those things, you know, going to car shows, going to horse shows. I mean, you're going to break down. You're going to have little things like that. But you know what? We have a story to tell now, I guess. You know, my son gets back, and you know, he's got this great story to tell when he gets back to school. You know, so
hell yeah. Good. Well, about a year ago, we picked up a new vehicle for my wife, and you know, so like this month, July marks almost a year. Well, a couple months ago, our friends, the Jobes, they're like, hey, man, why don't you come meet us in Orlando, stay out here at night? So Maddie, Preston, and I are cruising. We're on I-4, starting to get towards Orlando. All of a sudden, the light comes on, the tire, you know, the pressure's low. So I'm like, well, damn. So I go through the little menu, and I'm like, shit, it's the rear driver. So, you know, modern technology, you know, it's crazy. It's like, okay, well, you know, your tire's low. Well, what do I do? I'm like, this is weird. So I take the, you know, electric mirror, you know, got it down, and I'm like, oh shit, the tire looks low. So, you know, we're driving, now we're in Disney traffic, and you know, we just see it going, you know, 34, 33, just like every couple minutes it's down another point, right, on the numbering system. So sure enough, we pull off and we're like, well, let's go over here, I'll put air in it, we'll make it over to this other place we called. So we pull in, and I'm like, dude, this thing is flat. So there was a tire shop right there. I'm like, all right, before I even went in, I go, Maddie, go check with these guys, see if they can patch it. I got almost the wheel entirely off, had all the lugs loose, had it jacked up, getting ready to pull off. The guy goes, hey, hold on one second. Gets up underneath, sprays some water. He's like, okay, it's right here. He goes, it's in the sidewall. And, you know, most places are like, oh, you need a new tire. I mean, you got like five hours. You got no tire. Boom. He goes, just tighten it back up. Stabs in, you know, a plug right in the sidewall. He's like, dude, I go, what do I owe you? He's like, $5. Dude threw the guy a $10 bill, drove to, you know, aired it up. Within minutes, we're out of there. Went to Orlando, chilled, came home, and then she got a new tire during the week. But, man, it's definitely good. It's one of the worst feelings ever, having a problem on the road. But it's one of the best feelings when you can successfully use your smartphone for help or to find a spot, and then you're like, boom, right back in the driver's seat. So I'm happy everything worked out, man.
Right. You know, and I take, I mean, and I chalk it up, I guess, to traveling to shows when I was younger or custom vehicles or what, but I took a jack stands and tools, you know, more tools than what I need to. And especially traveling with the horses. I mean, the last thing I want to do is be stuck on the side of the road somewhere with a trailer full of horses. And, I guess you just got to be prepared for anything, you know, and that goes regardless of where you're going and what you're with and who you're with, you know. It's just part of the game, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. Well, switching subjects, I wanted to kind of ask you how it felt. The homie Jason Redden, if you're not following, it's low_Yotas. That's low and then _YOTAS. Dude, your classic truck, the Toyota with the topper gang. We'll talk more about that. Man, it's on a shirt. The colors look great. Artwork is fantastic. How did you feel, Ruben?
Man, I got to tell you, the love I keep on getting from that truck, man, I can't tell you. I was sitting at home one night, and I get a message on, I believe, on Facebook Messenger, and it was Jason, and he asked if he could use the truck for this shirt. And of course I was like, yeah, you know, go for it. And he goes, oh, I'll send you as soon as I get, you know, the proof of the artwork. And he told me he was going to do the artwork and stuff. And I said, yeah, man, you know, no problem. And he sent me the proof of the artwork, and I was just floored. I mean, it was just beautiful. And I told him, you know, when the shirts come out, you know, just let me know, and I want to make sure that I get a couple. And you know, and I like I say, you know, the truck's been not mine now for, you know, over 20 years now, and I still continue to love for that thing. And you know, I'm honored and floored that people still dig that thing as much as I do, you know. And I'm just floored.
Hells yeah, man. And it, like I said, if you go to low_Yotas, you can click the link in their bio. It's slammedtaco.bigcartel. And it looks like, you know, he's got also a banner and a couple of different shirts, including the charcoal tee. So, you know, if you're like me and you got way too many black t-shirts, as many truckers, you can also cop the royal blue. I think that's what I might have to get. But it's a timeless build, Ruben. It has stood the test of time, and you deserve all the love you get for it, man, because it was nothing but badass mini trucking history. You know, that's the only way I could say it.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it, Jason. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, man. So, hey, let's talk a minute. One of the questions I was thinking about today, I was like, you know, I'm going to hit the homie Ruben up, and I wanted to ask you, like, is there anything lately on social media, maybe that ties into our scene, that sticks out in your mind lately that you've seen? Kind of, that's a question I'm going to start asking some guests, you know, and I wanted to see what you had on your mind.
Well, you know what? It's funny you bring up the whole topper game thing, but I want to say it's our buddy Jamil. I think it was him. He was looking for a blazer wing not that long ago.
Hell yeah.
Man, I haven't seen or heard of anyone looking for a blazer wing in, man, 25-30 years,
dude,
almost.
Okay, so wait, I got to stop you real quick. You know what that reminds me of? I was watching Back to the Future the other day, and when he goes into the future and he sees the door and he goes, man, haven't seen one of those in 30 years, man. I mean, we must be getting old, Ruben, because that's what we're talking like now, like Biff was.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, it's funny because I saw the post and I was like thumbing through it. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I read that right? A Blazer Wing? And I started thinking about it. And I'm like, man, Ruben, when was the last time you actually saw a Blazer Wing?
And, yeah, man.
You know, those things were at one point a dime a dozen, but now, I mean, you know, and there was a point in time when I was still lived in California, I would go to Pick Apart at least two or three times a week just looking for parts, just to go, just get out of the house and look for stuff. And I would see Blazers, S10 Blazers and stuff. And even back then, I don't even think I saw a wing on any of those things, you know, but, you know, I got to shoot him a message to see if he even found that thing.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy that things like that, if you go on eBay like I do, you don't want to see my eBay history. I'm on there every single night before, you know, before I go to bed. And I'm always looking for different things. And as we get older, you know, certain things like, you know, stick out in our mind or we'll be thinking about a build. And that is so funny, man, because I love to see old wheels or just different things from our culture of mini trucking. And it's crazy how things make a comeback. You and I talked a little bit earlier and I mentioned Topper Gang, the homie Jason Diener from Low Bros. He got me using that hashtag. And dude, whether it be the homie Big Juice from down south with You Ain't Low or the homies in Severed Cali, man, Sean, dude, the toppers are making a comeback. And I think it was, you know, a lot of us seen those over the years. And all of a sudden now you got these badass rides going, hey, I want to switch it up just like we used to do back in the day. You know, you throw up maybe a new toppers at, you know, $700, $800, $1,000. But a lot of times, Ruben, you could find these toppers on Craigslist and stuff. People, you know, hawking them for $300, $400, $500. It's a nice way to switch up the look of a vehicle.
Right, and they're out there. I mean, if you look, I mean, out here, I'm not so sure. I mean, the sun and the heat eats up a lot of that. But I mean, California, I'm sure a lot of those super shells and a lot of those snug tops are put away in people's backyards or tucked away in a garage somewhere. And they're out there, man. They made a lot of those things back in the late 80s, early 90s. You know, you just got to know where to look.
Hell yeah, man. And I'm telling you, some people, if you and I could start a topper company, if you think about like when I posted some of the old Isuzu photos and stuff of the, or there was a topper back in the day. Was it called, I swear it was called Jason Topper, but it was something. And it had the flush windows. I mean, that look is just so timeless. So I think we're going to see like a huge resurgence of that continued look, not just on full-size trucks, but, you know, which is what I mentioned with the two homies, but also on the minis, you know, and I think it's badass.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, like what we were saying, what, you know, what's old is new again, you know.
Hells yeah. Speaking of that, whether you're hitting switches from the old school with the manual valves or you've updated your shit, Ruben, I cannot believe today I'm looking at my phone and my Apple Watch buzzes and I look and I go, there we go, for an email from AccuAir, Indo CVT, released to the public, you know, start ripping out those credit and debit cards. Man, it is amazing, isn't it, how far the air suspension world has came.
It truly is. You know, I can't keep up. I really can't. And my full size that Chris Burns has in California, we've been talking back and forth of, you know, how we're going to change go from my seven switch box and my eight valves to, you know, how we're going to update it. And I honestly don't know. Every week someone is introducing some new technology or some new system, and I don't know. I really don't know.
It's crazy, bro. I'm just waiting for the hover conversions. Just hit the switch and have the wheels fold up. And, you know, and not my DeLorean, but my Lincoln could just take off. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's cool.
I'm waiting for the system to come out where you don't have to plumb it. You just have to bolt this tank into your ride and it automatically fills the four bags.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, Elon Musk from Tesla and SpaceX, you know, maybe he'll come out with just something where the bag has a compressor on itself and it has enough energy and boom, it just fills them up. Bluetooth everything, man.
Yeah, no, give it time. I'm sure someone's got an idea in their head.
I know, right? That's what it takes from concept to reality. So
right.
Before we wind down, I did want to ask you, man, from a music, tech, maybe entertainment standpoint, what's something that you've been listening to or maybe a recent movie that that you've seen? Be honest. Just wanted to kind of get what's on your mind, homie.
I'll tell you what. Music, pretty much the same old thing. Kind of been taking my Pandora list and going just going through the thumbprint side of it. You know, I get in these little ruts where I'm not really bored with music, but just kind of, I guess in a little rut. So pretty much the same old as far as the music's concerned. But movies, kind of took it a step back. And yesterday, didn't do much around the house, but we watched the first and the second Jurassic Park on Netflix.
Yeah. You know what? What's funny, I'm not making this up, Maddie had it on and we were watching it. It was on one of the Frontier, you know, cable channels. And literally, like, cause I got home, I ended up taking a run with my buddy Tony down to Sarasota. And when I got home, I had to finish some schoolwork cause my computer died on the way. And I was like, you know, I walk in and I'm hearing all this noise and shit. I'm like, you know, that sounds like some John Williams shit, some Spielberg, you know, and boom, it was on. And I tell you what, the movies are timeless. I love seeing them. I hate to say that I haven't seen the new one yet, but I can't wait, bro.
Yeah, we haven't either. And I think that's what we were talking about, the new one. And we'd like to still see it in theater, you know, if we have the chance. And I think that's why we watched the first and the second one, the ones that are available on Netflix. And you know, like you said, they were timeless, and I couldn't believe that they were filmed so long ago, because I thought they were a little bit more current than that. And just well written, well produced, you know, well acted, I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just great movies. I mean, you know, just really, really good movies. And Jacob, I don't think Jacob had ever seen them, and you know, he was glued right there with us.
Yeah, they definitely are.
That's what we did.
And the technology's improved, but the animatronics, I think it's called, from even the first one, and I love that Universal has really gotten behind the brand. I think they're celebrating the 25th anniversary. It just is like perfect timing. You know, the summer comes around. It's always a blockbuster. I'm definitely looking forward to the new one. My wife, as I mentioned on the other episode, Preston and Maddie, they've seen it. But, you know, it's good shit, man, and you know, that's what we like to do on Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Not only kind of hit on the trucks, but a lot of people always thank us because they say, you know, it's not just trucks. And that's what it's about, man. We get an opportunity to, you know, we're rocking with Ruben right now, talk with him a little bit on what's going down, and we get to mix it up as well. We're also going to talk with, in a moment, the homie Adam Tripp behind the Spark Show. So if you're on Instagram, make sure you look up the_sparks_show. And, you know, hey, he's got awesome artwork there. It's a show that takes place in August. I won't give away all the details, up in Tennessee. And Ruben, I just want to say, hey, man, appreciate your time. It's always good syncing up with you, my man.
Oh, it's always good being on here. And thanks, Jason. I really appreciate you guys for what you do and the positivity that you put back in the scene. And thank you. I mean, you make my day and morning that much more pleasant in the heat. So thanks. And hey, if you want to put one of these out every day, man, I'm all for it.
Hells yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what, as long as we've got time, we're going to keep bringing more content. As Mike and I like to say, I'm going to ratchet it up a little bit, like a nice ratchet strap. We keep it ratchet. And that's why we're rocking with Ruben, man, because he's one of our homies. And, you know, he gets a little ratchet, too, I hear at shows. So that's our homie right there, man.
just a little bit.
Yeah, man. Hey, real quick, why don't you give everyone, again, a nice reminder of your Instagram?
It's @RA_TheRuben. And then my other one, it's C1500 Nonsense. And that's basically a 88 to 98 GM full-size page. If you guys go follow that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, man. So just type in. It's real easy. C1500 Nonsense all together. And boom, right there. Man, hey, I tell you what, you know those trucks are classic. When Ruben didn't even start that too long ago, and he's already flying with the followers. So, you know, great job, Ruben, man. We appreciate our Arizona connection. You know, in one of my favorite rap songs, they say we're connected on every state on Capo shit. And that's the way we feel with Our Lifestyle, the podcast, man. We got, you know, captains like yourself all around the country. And we're just trying to, you know, move up on the food chain of the mafia deal. You know what I mean? So maybe one day, you know, we'll get up to your level, homie. We appreciate you.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. I really, really appreciate you guys.
Let's have you on more and tell Cherie we said, what up, girl?
Love you, buddy.
Biatchi. Peace.
Reflecting off of the gun, I'm ready for the showdown to go down at one. Sweat on my brow, let's settle it now. I'ma show you how real cowboys get down.
Yo, 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 it's ODB. And this episode is sponsored by Sicknick. That's SIKNIC, August 25th through 26th, 2018. Gonzales / Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center. Title sponsor, Sparkles Detail. After party. Yes, I said after party at Twin Peaks. You definitely want to hit up Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram for more information. It's a Greg Miller production with Custom Car Show Productions. Make sure you tell them ODB and the mayor sent you. We got you.
Go, waiting for this drama to unfold. I got a blunt roll, feeling bold. Gangsta's blood runs cold. It's time to reload the soul 45 cold. The wind's gusty, it's hot, muggy, and dusty. Bust a couple shots, make sure I'm not rusty. It's past noon, it should be here soon. Sip a little moonshine inside a saloon. All of a sudden I can hear the sounds of hooves. Sounds like a thousand wolves. I cock back with the toast.
Yo, yo, so hey, it's ODB, as I mentioned, talking to the homie Ruben. This is that Motivational Monday episode. And we got, I told you earlier, Miggity Mike the Mayor was laying back in the cut. He's in the house now. But we also got
Airhead Nation. What's going on?
Yeah, and we got Adam Tripp from The Sparks Show. I mentioned it earlier. What's going on, Adam?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, everything is good, man. I tell you that. And we appreciate you taking the time. But Mike and I would like to ask you kind of first. I'll kick off the first question. The Sparks Show is a show that I've personally seen the artwork from. It sticks out in my mind, and it seems like a damn good time. Mike has been to the show. We'll talk about it. What are the kind of what are the high level information from the show? Maybe dates and location, man.
Yeah, first off, I appreciate you having me on. Quite an honor to be on the show. The Sparks Show. This is going to be our fifth annual show. It is held at the Sevier County Fairgrounds in Sevierville, Tennessee. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we have got a little bit of everything for everybody, and I think a great location. There's always something to do in Sevierville and Pigeon Forge, and we wanted to put a car show back out in that area where there used to be just awesome shows from back in the day. And I think some of the old-school guys like myself and even some more old-school can appreciate that.
Hells yeah.
Well, Adam, like Jay had said earlier, I have been to the show. Now, I do have to say, when I went, it was still at the refresh my memory. It was at the cafe, NASCAR Cafe, I believe.
That's right, the NASCAR Cafe, and that was, I think, when you came, it was still a 1-day show. Perhaps it may have been a 2-day. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yep. So nope, it was still a 1-day.
Yeah, so that was the first year, and it was one of those things where we wanted to do this, but, you know, we had a little bit of an idea, thought we knew what we were doing, and all of a sudden we had over 100 cars there. I want to say it was like 150, 160 for the first year one-day show. It blew our mind. So everybody said, you know, let's make it a two-day, and we outgrew that location, need a little bit of a cooler location, and the fairgrounds definitely offers that.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm sure that fairgrounds got plenty of room for you guys to grow. So it's good to hear that you guys moved it over there to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a little bit of water in the background, makes for great pictures. We got a little grassy area, a little pavement to, you know, to do some limbo, some dragging, you know, all that fun stuff.
Hells yeah. Well, Mike asked a great question, and what I'm thinking is maybe we can expand upon that. Can you give us like a little bit of a history about the show, like maybe when it started and kind of how you've gotten to where you're at?
Yeah, absolutely. So 2014 was the first year, and my brother-in-law and I, Don Dizzy Davis, we just really wanted to do something and kind of give back, and had to get the whole family involved to make this happen, and that's what it takes every single year. So there's no question about it. It's definitely not a one-man or two-man show. You know, it takes an army to do this thing, and planning all year round. But actually got some really awesome people behind me, too, as far as vendors. And up to this year, we've got Drop'emware, John Beebe, Jen, Chad Cox, the whole Drop'em gang. They help out with, you know, the artwork, show shirts, come out and advertise and everything. So they're a huge presence. Sparkles Detail, which I know you all are a fan of. They sponsor you guys. They sponsor us. They come out and have a good time, keep everybody's rides clean. And, you know, it takes everybody to kind of back you up and give you a chance. And this being, we never thought we'd do 5 years. And, you know, we've got no signs of slowing. So this is something. Now, each year we try to give back in some way.
Okay.
And every year we've changed it up a little bit. So we've done kind of some, Toys for Tots type of thing. And sometimes these charities are a little harder to donate to unless you have a really huge amount or, you know, there's a lot of red tape. Mm-hmm. However, this year we've partnered with a really awesome nonprofit called Pops for Patients. And what it is you donate these Funko Pop vinyl figures that you can buy almost anywhere.
Oh, Walmart, yeah. Target, yeah, I've seen those.
Stores. Yeah, and they've got characters, they've got sports players, movie people, whatever, and then we go and donate these to the local children's hospital for these kids who may have terminal illnesses or in a hospital for long stays for whatever ailments they may have, and it just brightens their day. And we've got a local rep in Knoxville that is kind of heading this up for us. He'll be at the show to tell everybody more about it and accept those donations. They don't accept monetary donations, which is cool. They just accept these pops, and we'll actually even have a vendor to sell them at the show this year. So it's going to be pretty cool to donate and give back to the kids. And, of course, we've all got families at the Spark Show and love our kiddos. So,
well, that's amazing. And I just landed on popsforpatients.org. That's P-A-T-I-E-N-T-S. And I see some pretty moving photos on here. So congrats, man. Keep that up.
Absolutely.
All right, boss. So, Adam, let's get to the good stuff, because I know it's not all about the awards, but give us the lowdown on who's making the awards. You know, is it a best ofs? Do we have top something? We got, you know, do we have classes? Tell us a little bit about the awards.
Absolutely. So the awards are something that I hold near and dear to my heart, because you go to a show just for the camaraderie, but at the same time, you want to get that recognition for your hard work. We do a top 35, and we do 21 specialty awards. So everything from a best of car show, best of show car and a best of show truck, to your kind of your standards, your best paint, your best interior, all the way down to my choice, one that I wanted to give a special award out to. So we do a little bit of everything, and I've got some really talented people making these things. You might have just seen a post come out from Coker's Rod Shop. Mr. Nathan Coker is actually heading up two of these awards. He just put out a little sneak peek of Best Fabrication, and it is a beautiful piece of metal artwork that I literally just got a picture of 5 minutes ago. And then he's actually doing the best paint for us as well. So we've got some talented artists like that, as well as Welch's Chop Shop. They do the top 35 and about a dozen of the other ones as well. And then we do, you know, some candy painting on them. And we change it up every year. We like to keep it fresh. We never do anything the same. And we love to give these awards out. There's a lot of pictures on the Facebook group page, because we try to get a picture every year of everybody that gets an award. And I love handing these things out.
Now, Adam, you said Nathan Coker?
Yeah, Nathan Coker at Coker's Rod Shop.
Yeah, never heard of him before.
He's
a good dude.
Stranger to you guys.
I'm kidding. He's a past guest. We know Nathan Coker.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one of the baddest Rangers out there. It was a joke, Airhead Nation. Calm down. I can already hear y'all now.
Send Mike a message on Instagram, Slamfest Show. For real, though, you mentioned you mentioned John and Jen at Drop'emWare. Great people. You know, we've teamed up with them as well. I know Chad hasn't received a paycheck all year. He's been in the basement over there asking about a paycheck, and I don't know, something about a stapler. I don't know, maybe it was an Office Space reference. But the one thing I did that sticks out in my mind, a lot of people know I'm an Instagram junkie. Jason Thorbreck, I think I'm saying his name right. I always say it wrong. He also has on Instagram, and this is a fun fact for anyone, if you look up LOWD star, Lodestar, he also, his truck has its own Instagram, so you can follow the build of Thor Bros 1975 Intertrational Lodestar. I love the Instagram page. Tell us a little bit about how that truck came to be. Is it on the show artwork for this year?
It is actually on our flyer, and he came last year and still had the single axle set up on the truck. Kind of surprised us all by showing up with it, because that was when he first got it done. And everybody got to see him pull the Drop'emWare trailer around, because he just wanted to show off how awesome this truck was. But, yeah, it's on the artwork. And still working with BB on what the show shirt may look like. Maybe we'll have some Lodestar on it. Don't know. We're going to leave that up in the air for now. I always like to leave that as a surprise, but I believe Thorbeck may come this year with a bit of surprise, too.
Oh, snap. Look at that, Miggity Mike.
Hell yeah. Well, he's always got some surprises, and I think I've seen, and I think I know what his surprise might be, but we'll let all those other guys, see it when he shows up at the show, because he's always got something cooking, that's for damn sure.
Always.
Now, Adam, let our people know, because I don't know if it's full yet, but let our people know about the host hotel. Is there a host hotel?
There is. We've got the Hampton Inn, which is almost directly across from the show field if you could get across the water. So it is 5 minutes, you know, from the show, and there's tons of places to stay in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area. However, this is where the party's going to be at. So if you want to hang with the Sparks crew, with Drop'emWare, with, you know, all the vendors that are staying with us, that's where we're going to be. And they've got, it is not full yet. Just checked in with them earlier this week, or last week, excuse me, and they still have some rooms available. So definitely hit them up. All the information is on the Facebook page of who to speak with, and the phone number's on there as well to call.
Hell,
and you definitely want to call them, because the you don't want to book online and get that confused. You got that special show rate if you call.
Perfect, man. So earlier in the podcast, talking to the homie Ruben, I mentioned we were going to have you on, Adam, with the Sparks show. Can you give the listeners a little bit more information, maybe where they can find more info for the show if they're looking? Because, hey, we know not everyone can change their schedules this quick, but, hey, this is a show they may want to add on their 2019 calendar.
Absolutely. We definitely keep information up on Facebook. We have an official Facebook event, as well as a group page that is just Spark Show, as well as a like page on there, and we try to keep them all up to date. Definitely have an Instagram that is the_Sparks_show, and then we have a Twitter page as well that we kind of keep copied on as well. So probably the main source for advertisement is Facebook. And I definitely try to keep that event page up to date. So we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the show. Friday is vendor setup during the day, but then Friday night, that pre-party, we've got live music. We've got No Regrets hosting this pre-party with the cornhole tournament and a taco bar. Who doesn't love tacos, right? So we're going to have that Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday the show, and 8 to 5 on Saturday, and about 9 to 3 on Sunday. We do awards Sunday.
Dude, I'm sold, Mike. I think next August I might be taking some vacation time and heading up to Tennessee. You want to go, Mike?
Hey, brother, I am in, and this guy has been after us for a while now to get up to this damn show. So we definitely – I got some stuff we got to take care of. But Tim and Tanya, they're big supporters of the show. They love this show. They keep telling me about this hotel that they go and stay at that's got the big water slides and everything. So believe me, we're definitely going to make it out to this show. I promise you that.
Hey, so Adam Tripp in the house. We appreciate you helping kick off this Motivational Monday, kind of a shorter series, if you will, for the podcast. We're going to do this bi-weekly. Maybe we'll ramp it up a little bit more. But we just appreciate the Airhead Nation sticking with us. And you know, Miggity Mike, the mayor, and I, we love to showcase the scene and all of these awesome promoters. You said it at the beginning, Adam. You wanted to give back. You got a great cause. You got a charity tied in. We salute you, brother. Anything else you got for the Airhead Nation?
Love the Airhead Nation. You guys rock. Appreciate every bit of it. And everybody support all your shows. I don't care where it's at. If you've got the time, whether you've got a ride or not, get out there and support them. Because without your all support, none of this could happen. So I appreciate every one of you.
Hells yeah, except for Slamfest. Just messing with you, Mike.
Hey, it's all good, brother, because I tell you what, we got that damn online registration. Adam, if you're not doing online registration, you got to do it, brother, because I started it this year, and it is absolutely kicking ass, but we're not going to take away from the Spark Show. So Airhead Nation, make sure you guys get out and support Adam Tripp, his brother-in-law, Don, the Don. I don't even have to call him crazy because he's the Don. And get out there and support the Spark Show, man. We got good guys out there doing good things for the kids. Another one of those mini trucking spotlights, man. We need to keep that going because last week we had, taking care of the kids, down there at Camp and Drag. And now we got the Spark Show doing the same thing. So we got mini truckers doing good things for these kids. So we need to keep it going and keep supporting each other. That's for damn sure. And so, Adam, we appreciate you joining us. And we wish you nothing but the best. And we'll be posting this up. So make sure you share it. And we'll make sure we share it on our pages and you share it on yours. And with that being said, man, we appreciate you. And Airhead Nation, we...
Achia. Peace. Like a poster. It's closer than close. I hold the heat sturdy. I heard he fight dirty. But I'ma put 30 inside him and leave early. Just when I went to fill him with hot lead, I put the gun to his head. And this is what he said. Yo, yo, Airhead Nation. You heard right there from Adam Tripp and Miggity Mike the Mayor. Just want to give a huge shout out to Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, SparklesDetail.com, Hammered Weekend Wear. That's Hammered WeekendWear.com, ATLMagazine.com. That's ATL or All Time Low Magazine.com. Shout out to ViareCorp for the continued support, Grindr-TV. You know, you got to get there, hit up the Blu-rays, DVDs, shirts, and all the merch. And then also, Low Life Mikey Show on YouTube. Check them out. We appreciate y'all. And hey, Miggity Mike the Mayor actually had a great idea. Maybe instead of Motivational Monday, how about Mini Trucking Monday? I don't know. Let's see. We're going to have to sound off in the Airhead Nation group and see what we should call this one. It's going to be bi-weekly Mondays, maybe we'll get to weekly. We'll see. We appreciate y'all. We got you. Never met me, you probably never see me again. But I know you, the name's Slim. You want revenge? Then don't shoot. I'm in the same boots as you. I'm telling the truth. I got a price on my head too. When I'm like a cowboy toward the sun. When life ain't fun, when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun. Life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side. Got your horse and you got your ride. You ride till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die. He was she, C
seen by the look on his face. He said, take 10 paces. Shit, I took 8, spun around and I aimed straight for the brain. My shit went bang, but it only fired a blank. He said,
you need bullets, hurry up, run.
I put a clip in the gun and pointed at his lungs. He both drew at the same time and stood stunned.
Go ahead, shoot me, but I'm not the one you want.
I figured he was telling the truth, that's why I didn't shoot. So what we gon' do, it's on you.
Did you recall when you and Snoop was a group?
The Chronic.
Well, all we gotta do is find the map, the part two. Plus, I know who's got it.
Who?
Some old dude. He's got 26 plaques and he already sold two.
Loaded up my saddle, got ready for battle. Hid 2 pieces of gold inside of my satchel. We rode 2 miles until we hit the spot. An old ghost town that everybody forgot. A place where they used to smoke chronic a lot. Slim grabbed a shotgun.
Dre, here's the plot, this is the spot. They call him Doc Love This. Going around saying he took the game from us.
Let's shoot him in his kneecaps, he'll never see it coming.
He ain't got no legs, they cut him off in the stomach. He's got mechanical legs, he spins webs. Plus he's well respected by the hip hop heads. Our mission is to get him to stop laying eggs. And we can put him on his back down a flight of steps.
I drew 2 guns, spun them on my fingers. Kicked the swinging doors in, started gunslinging. I could hear somebody singing. Sounded like a G thing and a verse from Keep the Head Ringing. I said it's Dre's day and started to spray. It's 1800, he pulls an AK. Hollow chips started flying every which way.
That's when I seen Dre in trouble and came with the gauge. I fired the first shot, I spun his body around. He hit the ground and landed upside down. Dre grabbed the map, the plaques and the gold. I grabbed 2 girlies and a blunt that's wrong.
I'm like a cowboy toward the sun, but life ain't fun when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun, but life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side, got your horse and you got your pride. You ride till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die. You ride like a cowboy toward the sun, but life ain't fun when you're on the run. Got your gold and you got your gun, but life has an outlaw just begun. Got your shotgun by your side, got your horse and you got your pride. Till there ain't no place to hide. It's sad cause the bad guys always die.